November 2, 1926, hiding our acts in the acts of the celestial mama. How these stand in for her. How redemption will no longer serve as food for the sick, but as food for the healthy. I continued my living in the divine fiat, and while doing my acts in it, I absorbed light which, in reflecting itself, made as many threads of light come out, which formed a net of light that extended over the earth in order to catch the creatures. Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, every time you go around in my will, you take more light in order to form the net with which to catch the creatures. And do you know what this net is? My knowledges. The more knowledges I manifest to you about the eternal fiat, the more I dispose and enlarge the net in order to catch the souls who must live in my kingdom, and this disposes the Lord to give them to you. When you go around in our will, by virtue of it, your acts become light, and extend so much as to touch the divinity, and draw more light of truth into the midst of creatures. Then, while I continued my round in everything that has been done in the Supreme Will, I arrived at everything that my celestial mama had done in it, and I said to her, 'Sovereign Queen, I come to hide my little love in the great sea of your love, my adoration toward God in the immense ocean of yours. I hide my thanksgivings in the sea of yours. I hide my supplications, my sighs, my tears and pains in the sea of yours, so that my sea of love and yours may be one, my adoration and yours may be one, my thanksgivings may acquire the vastness of your own boundaries. My supplications, tears and pains may become one single sea with yours, so that I too may have my seas of love, of adoration, etc.' And just as your sovereign height impetrated the longed-for Redeemer with this, I too may present myself before the Divine Majesty with all these seas, in order to ask, to beseech, to implore the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. My Queen Mama, I must use your very life, your very seas of love and of graces, to conquer it and make it concede its kingdom upon earth, just as you won over it to let the Eternal Word descend. Don't you want to help your little daughter, and give me your seas, to make me obtain that the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat may come soon upon earth?" Now, while I was doing and saying this, I thought to myself, my celestial mama did not occupy herself, nor did she have great interest in the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat, that it might come soon to reign upon earth. She had interest in the longed-for Redeemer, and she obtained him. She did not occupy herself with the divine fiat, which was more necessary, and which was to put perfect order between creator and creature. While it was up to her, as queen and mother, to reconcile the human will and the divine, so that the divine might reign with its full triumph. At that moment, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior and, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, the mission of my inseparable mama was for the longed-for Redeemer, and she accomplished it perfectly. However, you must know that everything that both she and I did, its substance, its source and primary cause, was the kingdom of my will. However, since redemption was necessary in order for it to come, though in our interior acts there was the kingdom of the fiat, on the outside we were all intent and occupied with the kingdom of redemption. On the other hand, your mission is exclusively for the kingdom of the Supreme Will, and everything that the Sovereign Queen and I did, is at your disposal, to help you, to stand in for you, to give you access to the Divine Majesty in order to impetrate and ask, incessantly, for the coming of the kingdom of the Eternal Fiat. In order for you to receive the good of the longed-for Redeemer, you should have done your part, but since at that time you were not there, my mama stood in for you. Now you must stand in for her, in her part, for the kingdom of my will." So, the mama stood in for the daughter, and the daughter stands in for the mama. More so, since the Queen of Heaven was the first daughter of my will, and because she always lived within our boundaries, she formed her seas of love, of graces, of adoration, of light. Now, since you are the second daughter of my will, what is hers is yours, because your mama keeps you as a birth from herself, and she enjoys that her daughter be inside her own seas in order to impetrate the kingdom of the divine fiat upon earth, so longed for. Therefore, see how abundantly your mama makes up for you, giving you all that is hers. Even more, she feels honored that her immense seas may serve you, in order to impetrate a kingdom so holy. Afterwards, I was following, in the divine will, that which Jesus has done in redemption, and my sweet Jesus, coming back, added, "My daughter, my redemption came as remedy for man, and therefore it serves as remedy, as medicine, as food, for the sick, for the blind, for the mute, and for all kinds of sicknesses. And because they are sick, they do not enjoy nor receive all the strength it contains, all the remedies which I came to bring them for their good. The Eucharistic sacrament which I left as food in order to give perfect health, many eat it over and over again, but they remain always sick. Poor food of my very life, hidden under the veils of the accidents of the bread, how many corrupted palates, how many indigestible stomachs, that prevent man from enjoying the taste of my food, and digesting all the strength of my sacramental life. So they remain sick. And because their limbs feverish and evil, they take it with no appetite. This is why I long so much for the coming of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, because then, everything I did in coming upon earth will serve as food for those who will enjoy perfect health. What is not the difference between a sick person who takes the same food, and another who enjoys perfect health? The sick one takes it without appetite, without taste, and uses it to sustain himself and not to die. The healthy one takes it with appetite, and because he enjoys it, he takes more, and maintains himself strong and healthy. So, what will not be my contentment in seeing that in the kingdom of my will everything I did will no longer serve as food for the sick, but as food for the children of my kingdom, who will be all full of vigor and in perfect health? Even more, by possessing my will, they will possess my life, permanently present within them, just as the blessed in heaven possess it. Therefore, my will be the veil that will hide my life in them. The blessed possess me within themselves as their own life, because true happiness has its origin inside the soul, and so the happiness which they receive continuously by the divinity holds hands and exchanges the kiss with the happiness which they possess inside. This is why they are fully happy. In the same way, the soul who possesses my will have my perennial life within her, which will serve her as continuous food, not once a day, like the food of my sacramental life. In fact, my will make a greater display, and will not be content with giving itself once a day. Rather, it will give itself continuously, because it knows that these have pure palates and strong stomachs to be able to enjoy and digest, in every moment, the strength, the light, the divine life and the sacraments. My sacramental life will serve as food, as delight, as new happiness for the life of the supreme fiat which they will possess. The kingdom of my will be the true echo of the celestial fatherland, in which, while the blessed possess their God as their own life, they receive him into themselves also from the outside. Therefore, inside and outside of themselves, they possess divine life, and they receive divine life. What will not be my happiness in giving myself sacramentally to the children of the eternal fiat, and in finding my own life in them? Only then will my sacramental life have its complete fruit. And as the species are consumed, I will no longer live the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life, because my will, more than sacramental accidents, will maintain its divine life always with its full possession. In the kingdom of my will there will be neither foods nor communions that are interrupted, but perennial. And everything I did in redemption will no longer serve as remedy, but as delight, as joy, as happiness, and as beauty ever growing. Therefore, the triumph of the supreme fiat will give complete fruit to the kingdom of redemption.